Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Quick rant of truth for you today. Really, when it comes to the people who would shut you up or take away the standards of what behavior is allowed and what freedoms you have as an individual, when they make one instance of straight face, we're going to make a claim that's never been claimed before as far as the limitations we can put on you. That's really enough to know that they have really deliberately conspired to come up with that argument to see if it sticks or to just shove it down our throat, a la 2020 and 2021, when all of a sudden the president could tell an individual adult what to put in their body. So in this case, I'm talking about fair use doctrine and entities trying to ignore it. Once you get to a second case, though, a second instance, then it's very obvious. So let's talk about the next thing they're trying to do. Okay, the next thing they're trying to do, and God forbid big tech helps them, but they probably will because of their vague algorithms where nobody gets in trouble for misapplying anything. This fair use doctrine was first used, the idea that the fair use doctrine didn't exist and didn't apply to the most obvious situation ever for its purpose was when it, I think it was at MSNBC, they broadcast the presidential debates and said, yeah, you guys can't use it. Do not even try. And Alex Jones and others went, screw yourself. This is the epitome of fair use. Of course we can use it and we're going to use it. The epitome of fair use is it's not your creativity. I mean, the main part of it is that you're asking someone what their opinions and approaches are to run our country, and all you are is the avenue by which those people tell the American people. And when it comes to fair use, it's that you can use some part of it as long as you're commenting and as long as you're critiquing. It can be good critique or bad critique. It can be commentary, and it can also be just some small part, like, let's say, a review of a movie and the like. But to the extent that it has to do with public importance, then that's built in. It's built in. That's as though C-SPAN could copyright a hearing on the floor. That doesn't make any sense. You don't copyright that. It's the instance happen out in the world. And if all we have to do is limit the ability to cover that and then claim copyright, then we don't get to know anything about what happened in the world out after they first broadcast and narrate it. So the second instance now, and I'm telling you, therefore it's a pattern, is that I guess the Olympic opening ceremony had some odd characters, questionable characters, and people are criticizing and saying how ridiculous it is or whatever all they would be saying. I don't even know the exacts. I just know that now the NBC, maybe the USOC, is claiming copyright infringement to stop criticism. So the inherent newsworthiness of critiquing this is the appearance. I mean, after all, the character didn't sit down and have an interview with Newsweek, right? The ceremony itself did not sit down and decide to have a ceremony bears all with an interview, classic interview with, you know, old Playboy magazine. I mean, the ceremony is the news story. What it looked like, what it sounded like, and so on. So it is the epitome of fair use. As long as, and honestly, really just posting it and having an opinion on it to me is interesting, because do you really need to jump on the video? I mean, is not your caption the critiquing? Is not even the caption the fair use? Now, ideally, your video adds some other content. And if it does, then, you know, that rationalizes a fair use doctrine. But, you know, you could argue further that me just putting up and say, how ridiculous is this? And letting you see the part that I'm talking about is, you know, your critique, and therefore, is that allowed? Maybe, probably not with a caption. But that's where they're going to go. In no way, shape, or form is this fair use. But they're going to keep trying, And until we root the communists out of big tech, technocracy is just killing us here, killing us. To actually say something, you have to avoid the biggest platforms because it's a communist China type of a thing. You agree with the regime. And if people disagree with the regime, then you wash your hands of them and try to get them to not be able to disagree openly. So this is the next move. I don't know how big it will be, but it is an upcoming move. We're going to keep claiming copyright when we get criticized. And therefore, we have a legal doctrine for shutting down feedback from the masses. Okay, guys, that's it for me. Thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth.